we really come from a place of saying you can't hate yourself healthy. And the best way to find and live your happiest and healthiest life is to realize that you're absolutely worth everything that's involved in that.
Welcome to Vibration Rising Radio. Conscious Money, Health, and Spirituality. Podcasting from the jungles of Costa Rica with your hosts, Adi Shakti and Carlos Duran.
Hi, this is Carlos Duran, co-host of Vibration Rising Radio. I wanted to let you know that I have a book coming out, The Karma of Rape, Healing from Sexual Abuse Through Spiritual Lenses. You can get on our early reader list and sign up for free updates and workshops at thekarmaofrape.com. I look forward to hearing more from you. May God bless you and Goddess protect you.
Hi, this is Adi Shakti, your co-host on Vibration Rising Radio. I wanted to invite you personally to join us for one of our yoga teacher trainings here in the southern Caribbean coast of Costa Rica. You can learn more by visiting our website at www.passionyogaschool.com. Thank you so much and have a happy day.
Podcasting live from the lush jungles of Costa Rica, this is Vibration Rising Radio with your hosts,
Adi Shakti
and Carlos Duran. Adi, who do we have on today's show?
Today we are so lucky to have Kristen Seymour. She's the third partner at Fit Bottom Girls and holds the position of editor-in-chief at Fit Bottomed Eats. She's an enthusiastic triathlete who's competed in races ranging from the sprint to half Ironman distance. She's also an enormous animal lover and passionate pescatarian foodie. She makes time for yoga at least a little bit almost every day and is slowly but steadily making meditation a regular practice, especially on the days when all she can think about is how she can't possibly make time to just sit and be. She lives, swims, bikes, and runs in the Sunshine State with her two mutts and cats.
Mercurial cat.
Mercurial cat. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kristen.
Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, Kristen, just tell us a little bit about yourself. What has brought you into wanting to support other women and their health? What is your own journey with your health been? Just give us a little bit of a breakdown of what's brought you to where you are today.
Well, I was always an athlete. I grew up in a small town, and I was always taking dance lessons or in gymnastics. I joined just about every sports team one could join, and in a lot of cases went as far as to do, different club-level teams with those sports. And I was really involved and really passionate about it. But with all of that activity came up some kind of body confidence issues, because I was very tall and I was fairly muscular, and it made me look different than a lot of the girls I saw out there. So it's been a really amazing journey for me to get to a point where I not only accept but embrace my strength and, you know, my size and just who I am and what I'm able to do. And once I was able to really truly embrace that and feel really powerful about it, I started seeing the way other women were struggling with their own issues, whether that's something along the lines of what I deal with, or, you know, women who, you know, I have a good friend who really just can't help but lose weight every time she starts working out a little bit more. And all the struggles are equal. They're just different. So it's been really important to me as I've kind of, you know, grown on this journey to acknowledge and to try to help other women with whatever it is they're seeing as a difficulty at whatever time.
Wonderful. And so you use the platform, you and your other business partners, Fit Bottom Girls, to really restore women's confidence in their journey through health. Is that correct?
That is correct. We really come from a place of saying you can't hate yourself healthy. And the best way to find and live your happiest and healthiest life is to realize that you're absolutely worth everything that's involved in that.
And I know that your organization recently published a book, The Anti-Diet.
Yes.
But I'm curious about that. Can you tell me a little bit about the premise, kind of where that came from, and how the book supports the reader?
Oh, you bet. Our readers loved coming to fitbottomedgirls.com for, you know, our workouts and our tips and our recipes and all of that. But we found that they were really wanting more of a true guide that they could take and flip through and read and, you know, just get a little bit of a deeper dive into what's involved in being a fit-bottomed girl. And so this book was created to kind of offer that in a way that our readers could take and have at home with them and flip to whatever page they need to at any given point. And each chapter within the book is a principle of being a fit-bottomed girl. And then each principle is broken down into 10 different 10-minute tips to help you live your happiest and healthiest life. And those tips might be something like learning how to eat a piece of chocolate mindfully, which is one of my favorite tips. It's about using all of your senses and taking a full 5 to 10 minutes to enjoy a small square of dark chocolate. And there should be no guilt in that. There should be no, oh, I don't know if I deserve this. You sure do deserve that. Just enjoy it. Or maybe it's a mini meditation to help you visualize yourself in a happy and balanced place. So it's just full of really great, easy to understand and implement tips like that that I think our readers really, really love.
Kristen, let me ask you something. What is a fit-bottomed girl?
A fit-bottomed girl, well, let me say first that fit-bottoms come in all shapes and sizes.
Thank God.
You bet. Our tagline is keeping a lid on the junk in the trunk. And that that does not correspond to, you know, keeping that junk in the trunk at any particular size. It's about finding the place inside yourself where you feel really good, where you feel healthy and where you feel like your best self. And then bringing all the parts of your life into play that help support that, you know, that self. And it really does have to come from you. It can't be because you're trying to be something for somebody else. That I think we've all seen that really doesn't work.
So a fit-bottom girl is a living concept. It's an embodiment. It's not a specific physical type per se.
That is correct.
And in this fit-bottom girl lifestyle and community, do you guys offer live workshops, retreats? Do you have an online community? How do these women come together and share in their progress and experience?
That's a great question. So we are mainly an online community. We have, right now we have three sister websites, which is fitbottomedgirls.com, fitbottomedeats.com, and fitbottomedmamas.com. Each of those have their own separate online communities via Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we're diving into Snapchat and Periscope a little bit. So still learning somewhat on that. But we have fairly interactive communities on there. And then we've also done some different courses and classes online. FBG Life is what we did, and we'll likely do again. We're just kind of making space in between there because both of my business partners have had babies in the last few months. So we're just trying to, you know, that whole balance thing I was talking about. We try to implement that for ourselves as well. So the best way for people to kind of come in and get involved in this fit-bottomed lifestyle is to come and check out the websites and, you know, find us on Facebook, look for content that resonates and, you know, and comment and email us and, you know, just let us know what it is you're liking, what it is you need. We answer reader questions via blog posts and we may as we, you know, we're looking at doing some of that on, you know, like on Periscope, and we're always taking questions and things like that via Twitter.
Wonderful. So, Kristen, a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs themselves, and so it's so beautiful to see your mission and vision of instilling confidence in women in their relationship with their bodies and creating a community around that. And so I'm wondering if you would be willing to speak to some of our listeners, entrepreneurs that have their own passion and are looking to build maybe their own online communities. How were you able to do that? Can you offer any practical tips for someone trying to get started in the work that you guys do? How might that they manifest that?
That is a really great question. And I think that for us, it really started, you said it perfectly. It started from a place of passion. So writing about a lot of the things we write about doesn't feel like work. And working with the different partners and sponsors and things like that we do for various sponsored content, like that often doesn't feel like work. That just feels like what we would want to be doing. And we're extremely fortunate in that. But from a really practical standpoint, I think the things that have served us extremely well have been, as loosey-goosey as it all might seem, that, find your passion and, just go with that. We are also very disciplined in, we have, it's a blog, and so we have our editorial calendar mapped out months in advance. This is a business, and we treat it as such. We find balance as best we can, but when we have meetings, we schedule those as meetings, even if that's just a call amongst two of us. If we have a presentation with a potential partner for some reason, we treat that as if we are, Fortune 500 company and we are preparing for something really big. If you want to be big, you can't treat yourself small. And, again, I guess that comes from that whole place of being confident within and knowing that you have something valuable to offer, and that when you realize that, other people will realize that as well.
Wonderful. So what I'm hearing is consistency and commitment. So really staying true to each other as the leaders of the business and continuing to provide your community with solid content. So thank you for that. That's a great tip for our listeners.
Kristen, I have a question, especially since you guys are in a partnership dynamic. How do you guys prevent, let's say that the objective were to build a horse.
Okay.
But often through committee, you can end up with a camel. So how do you guys work the group dynamics so that the goals are met and the inputs are recognized, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, there are a couple of ways that I think we make sure that we end up with a horse or at least a donkey. everyone has the opportunity to speak out about any specific thing. We're just very fortunate that we do have a really excellent dynamic. These girls are not just my business partners. They're the women who, I would like to spend all of my time with. They're amazing and fantastic and smart. And, otherwise I wouldn't have gone into business with them. So I guess having a really clear mutual respect amongst all of us is sort of the first key to what makes all of that work. So we know that if two of us are 100% on board with that horse and the third person is having some real reservations, we are never going to just dismiss that. It's not just a two votes equals a win. It's okay, what's going on? How do we figure this out? How do we make sure that everyone is comfortable with it? But with that being said, we do acknowledge that if the other two feel really strongly about something and are extremely comfortable with that direction and we're having reservations, we kind of know to check in with our own gut versus what we consider, I guess, the group gut and see where it is that we're having that hesitation. Because there are times when you're able to kind of separate your own self from your business and just know what's best for your business. And then there are times when something that is just, back in your brain that you're not comfortable with personally comes up, and it really has nothing to do with the business itself. But until you take a step back and try to separate those things, that can be a difficult thing to recognize. And that's where having this partnership dynamic is amazing, because there are things that I might not have jumped into that Jen and Aaron have really encouraged me to say, oh, you know, it's fine. Take a step back, take a breath, see what's really going on. And, you know, generally, they're right.
Well, Kristen, that's just incredible, because I'm hearing this theme the more that we're talking to other entrepreneurs, especially in this health industry of this conscious business, and in that whole beautiful explanation of how you work with the women in leadership, not once did you mention the bottom line. And it was, you were talking about body wisdom, about listening to your own intuition. You were talking about collaboration and weighing everyone's opinion. You were talking about recognizing your own personal habits and patterns and trying to separate those from, you know, from whatever, or trying to recognize those and using your business as a tool for recognizing those patterns. And all of that is spirituality. All of that is really self-development. It's just, I'm just so inspired to hear more and more people, you know, creating their livelihood around
this. Out of passion.
Out of passion, yeah. And out of those principles. And I think it's also another, it's a more feminine way of being in the world, of that, you know, collaboration.
Well, it shows the emerging goddess energy that we have now.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of the hierarchy model. So that was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Kristen.
You're so welcome.
Kristen, let me ask you about I have two questions about the anti-diet.
Sure.
One of them is health related, and the other one is wealth related.
Okay.
So let me ask you the health question first. The anti-diet. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a diet. Whatever I eat, that's my diet.
Yes.
So what are you guys really saying with anti-diet, and what is this book really meant to achieve?
So anti-diet is really about the idea that the majority of people, I mean, you are 100% right that, yes, your diet is whatever you eat. My dogs eat a diet. My cat eats a diet. I eat a diet. But when you hear someone say, oh, I'm on a diet, do you immediately think that they're talking about, you know, just what they're eating? Or do you think that they're, you know, counting calories and cutting out carbs and things like that?
I think they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, most of the time what we heard is, you know, over and over we had readers who were saying, oh, well, I'm looking for the best diet for, you know, for losing weight, or the best diet for, you know, for getting really toned up. And we thought, you know what, let's not look at it as a diet, because there are so many negative connotations that come with that word. So we really just wanted them to look at it as, you know, their lifestyle, and the way, you know, the way you eat should be the way that you want to eat, that fuels you and nourishes you in a way that makes you feel really good and happy and fulfilled. Does that answer the question?
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Now let me get to the wealth question of the book. Did you guys first launch as an ebook, or did you come out with a publication in a hardcover?
We came out as a publication, and it's not actually hardcover, but, you know, an actual paper book. But we did, as we were building up to the launch, we did share a number of the 10-minute tips here and there all throughout the site for, I don't know, gosh, a few months leading up. We would have something specific every week from the book, just kind of tease it out and let people know what was coming.
Okay, that's great. That was the second part of my wealth question. A lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, and they have their own information products that they offer. Would you walk us through a little bit, as best you can, the marketing formula that you guys use, or the strategy that you guys use to position the book?
To be completely honest, I was not terribly involved in that part of it. Jen, who is my business partner, was the one who set all of that up, because I only came in as a partner this year.
Okay, so what are you guys doing now to keep like the spotlight on the book? How long has it been since the book was published?
It came out in May 2014. Well, we make sure especially around the holidays, we like making sure that people know that it's a great gift for people who are embracing the idea of living a healthy life for themselves. And then we make sure to get it in the hands of, you know, of different influencers and individuals who we think have, you know, have a following of their own that maybe we're not reaching, but there's a pretty decent Venn diagram of overlap between the two of us where we really think that their people would love us and our people would love them.
So a joint venture kind of marketing deal you work out.
Yeah. We've had some different fitness personalities and writers do guest posts and videos and things for us, and then we'll do some for them. And often a part of that will be that they, you know, give a book away to their readers or do a review on their site, things like that.
Wonderful. I think so what I'm hearing, and another theme, Carlos, that I know we're seeing as we do these interviews is the real emergence of the content marketing, that you can no longer scream, buy my stuff.
Right.
You have to offer value, right, to your listeners or to your market, whoever they may be. And so you guys do an incredible job with that, with the website. And it takes a lot of work, right, to lay that foundation and to keep solid content coming out and to keep your following engaged.
Oh, it sure does. But we love it.
Yoga.
Yes.
You said you practice it from time to time.
Yes.
She said she practices every day.
Even when
she practices every day.
Every day? Every day, Christian? Is it really every day?
I almost every day. I try to. It may be that I just go through, you know, a quick vinyasa.
Right, we're talking about asanas. We're talking about the physical yoga, the asanas,
yes,
and the breath work, the pranayamas.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So let me ask you, Kristen, how has this helped your business life, if at all?
Actually, it's helped a lot. It's funny that you ask that because I think just on Monday I sent a message to my partners and I said, I'll be right back. I need an emergency yoga break. I just... For no real reason that I could discern, I just was feeling anxious and having trouble settling into what I needed to do. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to take 15 minutes and, you know, go get in some sunlight, go through a few flow poses and, you know, and see if that kind of gets me in a better state of mind. And about 10 minutes later, you know, my breath was back. I just felt very... very centered and able to focus, and you know that's quite a tool to have in your arsenal.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And let me be clear when I'm saying this: when you think of people who are great at yoga and do it all the time, you are not picturing me. I cannot touch my toes. I work very hard at it, but I am not very flexible. I don't do any of the fancy poses that people share their Instagram shots of. I am very basic, but that's really all it takes for me is just, you know, getting into that state of mind and moving my body in a way that feels good.
Beautiful. Well, I'll ask you for two different messages, Kristen. And the first message that I would like for you to offer is for women out there that may be in a place of where they're not feeling good in their own bodies, where they're feeling kind of stuck, uninspired. What message would you have for those women?
I think I would encourage them to see if they can sit quietly with themselves for a few minutes and dig deep into what is it that is holding you back from figuring out what it is you want or from going for what you want. And once you have that answer, ask yourself why. And then once you have that answer, ask yourself why again. Because we've really found that why is an extremely powerful, it's a great tool, but it can also really hold you back if you aren't ready to dig into it. Because the answer is very rarely that, you know, I want to lose weight so that I look better in skinny jeans. The why generally has a lot more to do with, I want to feel better about, you know, I want my health to be better. I want to feel more confident. I want to change the way people interact with me. And that's about a whole lot more than weight loss there. And, you know, if we're talking about business, you know, if you're not sure if you're ready to take the next step, well, why? What is it that you're really scared of? And then what steps can you do to address that?
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And then, so that was actually the second part of my question was if you could speak to an entrepreneur, to someone with a burning passion and a desire to get their mission and vision, you know, out into the world. And you guys have done such a wonderful job developing, you know, what you've developed. So what advice would you give for that new entrepreneur, that hungry entrepreneur that's wanting to get their message out into the world?
When you're just getting started and you are really hungry and just really excited about, you know, about whatever it is that you are wanting to launch, really take advantage of that passion and of that sense of urgency, because it won't always feel exactly like that. There are going to be days when you're in your flow and everything is going along and it seems easy. And then there are going to be days when it's just a little bit harder. You're still going to do it, but it's just not quite as easy a flow. So those days when you feel like if I don't make this product or this project or whatever it is, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to burst. When you've got that feeling, use it. And that's when you should be, you know, writing down what it is that you actually want to do, where it is you want to be, what it is you want to offer, and how you want to get that out to the world. And that's a great time to start checking in with yourself on some of the ways that you want to make that happen. Do you want to fund it yourself? Do you want to take on investors? Do you want partners? Think about the big picture, but also use that time to think about some of the logistics that maybe aren't going to feel quite as exciting on days when you're not feeling as excited as you are right now.
And I've been doing a lot of reading lately about the woman's lunar cycle and kind of these stages of the month and how there's different phases within that cycle where we're feeling more creative or feeling more like we need to take time to rest.
Yep.
And so kind of getting to know my body in that way and being able to kind of build my own work schedule around. I'm starting to kind of be able to track, you know, when I can be more productive and when I really need to soften and spend more time with loved ones and things like that. And it is. It's important to have space in your business for those cycles.
Men and women, we all live in the ebb and flows of cycles.
Carlos,
you know?
Are you feeling like that?
Well, no, I'm grateful that I don't have a lunar cycle. I don't know that men can psychologically handle that or emotionally. But Kristen, we want to thank you. This has definitely been an amazing interview, the way that you've been able to blend for us the spiritual and the entrepreneurial aspects of your life and information as well that's practical for everyone's life. Kristen, let me ask you something before we go. Two books that you recommend and two movies.
Oh, gosh. Let's see, two books. If we really want to get into the spiritual, right now I am in the middle of The Seed of the Soul, which I think is a very fascinating read for anyone interested in the energetic and spiritual and all of that. And another completely non-spiritual and non-work related book that I just finished reading. It was by Leanne Moriarty. She's the author of What Alice Forgot, which is also really good. I'll just go with What Alice Forgot. I thought it was amazing and a really fun way to look back at your life and look forward at your life and kind of, it was a really good book club discussion. Really good. Let's see. Okay. And a movie. I honestly don't watch a ton of them. But my all time probably favorite forever is Charade with Audrey Hepburn. I think she's flawless and amazing. And I think that's probably a little more of a softer answer than I would like to give if I were really thinking it through, but I just love it.
Kristen. Thank you so much for sharing, Kristen. Sorry, Carlos always likes to put people on the spot. I prefer to make people comfortable. Carlos enjoys me.
No problem. You may be getting 5 emails from me at 3 a.m. when I wake up panicking because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got a better answer. But
Kristen, you can send me all the emails you want. That's fine.
Oh, this is great, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being here.
We can find more of Kristen at
fitbottomgirls.com, and they also have a new exciting initiative right after the first of the year, the New Year, New Rear, and they have so many great giveaways available. You can just check out their website and be in touch. And I know that Kristen is excited to welcome you guys all to their online community, Fit Bottom Girls. So for all of you women out there, come together, celebrate our bodies.
God bless you. God is protecting you all in your fit bottoms.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kristen. You have such a great day, and we'll look forward to connecting with you soon.
That sounds great. You guys take care.